learn how to build your faith on God's Word, and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time. As you listen to the Senior Pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's Word to work for you.
Put your hands together. Let's give the Lord a shout this morning. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. Glory, glory to God. All right, we're going to move very quickly. We've started a series last Sunday talking about at all cost. What we're talking about is the gospel, salvation, preaching. Preaching to sinners to come to righteousness. It is something that have almost become extinct with believers today. Most believers equate prayer today to asking God for our needs. That is not what prayer was designed for. That is not how prayer works. Prayer is not about begging God to do something for you. That's not the context of prayer. That's a side issue. There are other powerful and more meaningful aspects of prayer that many of us are not tapping into. So today we're going to focus on praying for the lost. Now let me start by this. Why do we even need to preach the gospel? Why do we need to preach to people to get born again? Very simple. Number one, we need to preach because people are perishing. Souls are what? Perishing. You must understand that one soul, the Bible says, what shall it profit you to gain the whole world and to lose what? Your soul. So one soul is worth the whole world. All the G-Wagons, all the Benz you want to buy, all the mansion in Lekki you want to have, is not still measurable compared to one soul. One soul is of more value than it. So God wants us to preach because souls are perishing. Souls are perishing, guys. People are going to hell every day. In fact, every second, as we are sitting here, before the service is over, probably hundreds or thousands of people would have landed in hell. If that doesn't bother you, go and check your Christianity. You might have started losing it. If what bothers God doesn't bother you, something is wrong. If the burden God's hand is in heart is not the same burden you have in your heart, something is wrong. The bulk of Christians today, what we do every day in prayer is begging God for something. That's not how prayer works. Souls are perishing. That's why we must preach. Second Peter, the Bible said, God is not slack as some men call slackness. They were referring to the theme that we always say, Jesus is coming soon. How many of you know Jesus is coming soon? You know, they've been saying this since when we're young, Abby? Am I right? And people have even started making mockery of it. Say, since when they born us, Jesus is coming soon, coming soon. Which day he go come? He no go come. And it looks like a joke. But it's not a joke. Because see what the Bible said. Say, the Lord is not slack as some people think. Some people think, this is coming soon, no go happen. He said, no. He said, God is not slack concerning his promise that Jesus is coming soon. That the only reason why he's delaying, he said, but he's long suffering to us, what? Not willing that what? Any should perish. But that all should what? They said the reason why God is extending the time is so that more people can enter. If Jesus had come 25 years ago, I won't be saved. I'll go to hell. If Jesus had come 20 years ago, many of you here will go to hell. 15 years ago. Some of you even 5 years ago, if Jesus had come, you will go to hell. Some of you even 5 weeks ago, if Jesus had come, you will make it. So you see that the extension is just to get more people in. Not because God is slack. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. Say, God is not slack concerning his promise. He's just trying to give more time. He really doesn't want any, his passion. He doesn't want anybody to even perish. Not one. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? People are perishing. He doesn't want people to perish, guys. People are perishing. Look, if you have any relative that has died and wasn't born again, look, I'm sorry to break your heart. They are in hell. They are in hell. You'll never see them again. They are in hell. That's the truth. R.I.P. is not a prayer. R.I.P. is a greeting. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You know R.I.P.? Oh, Remy, he's so... There is greeting. If he's not born again, he's not going to have rest. Neither will he have peace. So, my cousin died. Oh, may his gentle soul rest in perfect peace. If he wasn't born again, his soul is screaming now as we're here. He's screaming. It's in hellfire, real one. Not movie, not home video, real. So, that's the urgency. That's why we must preach. It's not for fun. He said, how can they know the truth except they hear? How can they hear except somebody preaches? Did you bring it up? I said there'll be a preacher. Look at it here. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear? Without what? Nobody's answering today. It doesn't matter if you're not happy. I'll preach myself happy. It doesn't matter. Because they say, how shall they hear except they be what? A preacher. Somebody needs to tell you. And you are that person. You need to share with your own people. People are perishing, guys. This is the burden of God's heart. People are going to hell every second. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. Somebody gets what I'm saying. He has already provided a lifeboat. This world is sinking. This ship is sinking. Has already provided a lifeboat. Your own job is to tell people that, hey, there's a lifeboat. Come and enter. This ship is sinking. So imagine, some people are still partying on the ship. Some people are having nightclub on the ship. Some people are getting married on the ship. Our job is to tell them, look, come into the lifeboat. That ship is sinking. People are perishing. R.I.P. It's a greeting. It's not real. It's like, how are you? How are you doesn't mean I really want to hear your problem. Do you understand? How are you? Say what? Say greeting. How are you? Doesn't tell me, let me tell you what's going on. Mm-mm. How are you has only one answer. What's the answer? Fine. Say greeting. Me, I'm telling you how are you. It's not as if I don't have a problem. I have a bigger problem than you. How are you is just a what? Greeting. That's how RIP is. RIP is just a greeting to console the person. If that person was not born again, it's going to hell. Oh, don't claim you didn't hear now. Because you want to pretend I didn't know. I didn't know, doesn't matter. Somebody jumped from 10th floor and said, I didn't know there's gravity. How does that help anyway? It doesn't help your leg from scattering. I didn't know. If you have family members now that are not born again, you better start praying. The reality is that they will go to hell. They don't find Jesus. Somebody get what I'm saying? That's why he's extending the time. See, he's not slack as some men count slackness. He's just extending the time. Extending the time so that many more will come in. If you had come in sometime too early, me, I won't have even been here. We preach because souls are perishing. The second reason why we preach because we are commanded to preach. We are commanded to preach. He told us, go ye into all the world. Go into where? Hold. Who was he telling to go? You. Me and you. He said, go. Next week I'll talk about that. You go into all the world. The world there is talking about your own sphere of influence, your own area of influence. Some of you, he sent you go into Nollywood. Some of you, he sent you go into Instagram. Some of you, he sent you go into fashion. Some of you, he sent you go into real estate. But you thought he sent you there to build houses. Next week I will explain that to you. A few things about whatever God, anything God does. Everything God does, number one, is spiritual. Number two, is selfless. You will never find God doing something that is basically for material purpose. You will never find God doing something that is basically selfish. Never. It might look like that, but it's never so. Everything God will do, there's always a spiritual undertone. Secondly, there is an undertone that blesses more people than the person. Somebody getting what I'm saying? When Abraham needed a son, God gave him Isaac. That whole scenario of God giving Abraham Isaac, Abraham sacrificing Isaac, that whole thing was painting a spiritual picture of how we will need Jesus, how Jesus too will die. Somebody get what I'm saying? There was a context and a concept. It wasn't just about Abraham. Secondly, he said, through you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. At that time, Abraham didn't even know we were going to be here. But that singular Isaac was supposed to also connect to the next, he goes to Jesus and gets to us. I'll deal with all this next week. So you need to ask God, whatever God gives you, ask him why he's giving you. It's never for you to squander. Cash for squander. Never so. We'll talk about that next week. Okay. We preach because he commanded us. Say, go ye into all the world, so everybody should go. Number three, we preach because he commissioned us to preach. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Quickly, it says, and all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given unto us what? I can't hear you guys. Given unto us what? So all of us are called to ministry. And that ministry is the ministry of what? Reconciliation. If you are in dance ministry, it's dancing for reconciliation. If you are in drama ministry, it's not about your gift. That I'm telling you. There's nothing God does that is just for physical purposes or for selfish purposes. Anytime you identify those two things, you have missed God. They didn't set up drama ministry to show your gift. Your beauty. I'm going to do this next week, but I don't know why my body is dragging me there. Look, your beauty is not for you. Fine girl. I don't know what else to call you. Your beauty is not for you. Your intelligence is not for you. Your dresses. Hey, you see, anytime you take what God gives you for yourself, it becomes cursed. Becomes cursed. Because you will misuse it. You want to spend on yourself. You think the beauty is for you. Then you start looking in the mirror. Then you start talking to yourself. I know you see. Fine girl. Madness will start. The moment you offer it to the Lord, it will go further than you would ever have imagined. That's next week, Sunday, Jerry. Next. I said we are commissioned. All of us have the ministry of God. So everybody has a pulpit. Everybody has what? A pulpit. This one here is my own, but you two have your own. A pulpit is where you pull men out of the pit. Anywhere you're pulling men out of the pit is your pulpit. So you have your own in your own industry. That's your pulpit. You have a ministry of, and you see, when you land before God, they will ask you about that ministry. God doesn't clap for material things. I will show you that. Let me not get ahead of myself. Number what is the next one? Number four, we preach because heaven rejoices. Heaven is glad. Heaven rejoices whenever souls are won. Heaven is happy. DJ, bring the scripture quickly. Heaven rejoices whenever one soul comes to God. He says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven. Over what? People are not reading at all, guys. Look at the screen, everybody, in the name of Jesus. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven. Over what? One sinner that repented. There will be joy in heaven. Angels rejoice. Can you imagine that? Joy in heaven. Heaven doesn't rejoice when you buy a car. You need to know this. They don't see that as anything. Heaven doesn't rejoice when you marry. It's good, but it doesn't mean anything to them. Some of you will be sad to find that there's no marriage in heaven, and you're cleaning yourself here for nothing. No, heaven does, but heaven rejoices whenever you make spiritual progress. Somebody gets what I'm saying? That's why it doesn't make sense that Nigerian Christians are every day praying, every day begging God for material things. Every day. They don't understand it. Heaven is not interested in that. Heaven rejoices when one soul is like going in, those of you that are unbelievers or that still go to nightclub. I know you are here, you know. Those of you that are unbelievers, when you go to a nightclub and somebody buys champagne, what happens? They put lights. They now blow siren, woo, 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 because somebody popped champagne in VIP. That's how heaven is. Whenever you pop a soul, they put light, woo, they blow siren, woo, woo, woo. Say, John, just pop one soul. Robbie, just pop one soul. Ada, just popped one soul. Heaven too rejoices like that. They never celebrate natural things. It doesn't make any meaning to them. They can't even appreciate it. You buy a car, it means you are slower now. For them, they don't move. There's no distance. Makes no meaning to them. Next one. We preach because we are rewarded for it. We are rewarded both here and in the life to come. Whenever you convert one soul. Whenever God uses you to bring somebody back to him. You are rewarded here and also in the world to come. He said, those that turn many to righteousness will be as the stars. They will shine like a star. Do you know how many kilometers a star is from the earth and we still see it shine? So imagine when you're near it. Come and see now. Come and see, guys. See why you don't want to come to heaven without the rail. Come and see you. He said, and they that be wise will shine as what? The brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as what? The stars. So, and I believe that the more souls you win, the brighter you will shine. So some people will just be so bright, you can't even look at them. Meanwhile, some people will just come with brown native. No shine at all. They didn't win one single soul. They didn't win one soul. Zero shining. And this is how you'll be forever. That will be your state forever. There will be no chance to improve. There's nobody to win, no soul to win there. You'll be permanently like that. Think it well, oh. It's eternity. It's not that for 100 years. It's forever. Think it well. Souls are perishing, guys. We need to tell people. There's no lounge. There's no waiting area. Once people die, they face judgment immediately. No second chance. No prayer. You can't pray for somebody that is dead. Say, is there a prayer for him not to go to hell? No. There's no waiting area. We read it last Sunday. It's appointed to people, to, if a man to die once. After that, immediately, judgment. No second. Not that, let's pray for him not to go to hell. Mm-mm. He's here. You can pray for him. Hallelujah. So let's preach. Let's stop using prayer for just material things. The first step to soul winning is to learn how to intercede or pray for sinners. You must pray for them. Prayer lays the foundation. That's why if you're not a serious Christian, you can't even win souls. Because your burden is not God's burden. Your own burden, see, check any depressed Christian. They are depressed about natural things in their life. I'm not seeing a depressed Christian say, Pastor, I'm depressed. Say, why? Because in China, they don't know God. I've not seen that. I've not seen anybody say, why are you depressed? I'm depressed because in India, they are still worshipping cow and snake. No. Whenever you see a Christian depressed, it's bread and butter. My husband didn't call me. I'm going to die. That's it. My shoe. I lost my job. I don't. Natural things. Natural things. Not knowing that God has a higher calling for your life. The best way not to depress is to focus on other things. Heavenly things. Set your affection on things above. Heavenly things. Focusing on self is the easiest way to be depressed. Focusing on self. If you're looking at your life. Oh, things are not working for me. God knows that's how your life will look when you over-focus on self. That's why he said, focus on others. When the Bible says, more blessed to give, part of the meaning of the word blessed is happy. It says, you are happier when you give than when you focus on self. Most people don't know that. Always praying. We're always praying for things. I've gotten totally fed up of Nigerian Christians. Back to back, every day you have something to beg God for. Who is this your God that is wicked like this? Who is this God that is wicked like this? Because the one I know, say you don't even have to harass me. He said, we add it. The one I know is a magic. He said, look, don't focus on the things you need. Focus on the things I am bothered about. Look at it here. He said, seek first what? Kingdom and righteousness. He said, the other things, I'll be adding it. The moment God's burden becomes your burden, you will never carry another body. Let me explain how it works. I need my guys to come. The guys that asked for me. Hey, they will come now. Energy, come. Robbie, you come. You don't lock your eye with that glass. Don't sleep for church. Come out your glass. Whenever him, Kunle, where is Kunle? Whenever those bad boys, when they wear dark glass for church, now sleep, they won't sleep. Yeah, sure. My work confirm. Is that a glass? Come on. Stand here. We are going to see you. Anybody wear dark glass for church, just suspect them. So, who works in Hadassah? There's a job. They give you staff, can your job? You have car allowance. Stand up. Okay, let me use you. So, where do you work now, Seth? You change job every week. Where are you working now? UAC. Good. So, this is your new job now. It has car allowance or car inside. See what they did. I don't know whether I should come down or should stay here. That car allowance, do you have to beg them for it? They employed you. The moment you agree to take their employment, what you said is that you want to take the company's burden as your burden. Do you understand? That's what employment is. Do you understand? The moment you did that, they began to also take over your own burden, which is transportation, which is, it will include accommodation. You see, God has a burden. The moment you take his burden as your burden, he will take your burden as his own burden. But instead, we are holding our burden. Shouting at him. Take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy. I will give you rest. When you take my own yoke, I will now take your own yoke. That company, before you were working in USA, did they ever come and give you a car? So, it's because you agreed to carry their company's vision That's why they began to focus on your car. Before then, you were not just that you're passing here. They say, come. Huh? Nice woman, you're passing here. Do you need a car? Is that what happened? The moment you took their burden, then your burden became their own burden. There are things they can do for you that you can't do for yourself, but there are things you can do for them that they too can't do. God can't preach. It's not his job to preach. It's your job. So you can do it, but there are things he can do for you that you can't do for yourself. If you understand it, you will shout at him again. This daily shouting, God, God, come. He say, I'm here. Just you hear what? I'm with you. It will be added. If you can focus first on my kingdom. Is somebody getting this? So, I just I can sit down. So this is, you are the company. You are the company. This is your burden. This guy comes. You agree to take his burden. When you take his burden, then he now begins to make life easy for you to carry this burden. The company is helping her. Not because they love her. They didn't just see her passing. I say, do you need a car? What do you think? A car for you? No. The moment she said, I'm going to work for you. They said, what do you need to make that work easy? You need a car? Sorted. Need a house? Sorted. Need peace in your marriage? Sorted. Because that might distract you from this work. One angel will go and arrest him. Don't worry. We have dispatched Michael. To go and slap him. Where he is to come back in order. But instead, what we are just doing is, I told you, anything built on selfishness in the kingdom doesn't work. There's nothing about selfishness here. When you come on that basis, you are delaying yourself. You will just be full of sorrow and pain and shouting. It will be added. Don't worry, guys. Go. I will still use you for the prayer one. Take the handkerchief. I dash. It's my body. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So prayer. So we pray for the lost. You begin to focus on God. God has only one burden, and that's his children are going to hell. His creatures are going to hell. The people he created, they are all going to hell. And he wants to save as many of them. If left to him, he doesn't even want one person to go to hell. See, if you have five children, those of you that are mature, if somebody has five children and one die, can you tell him that, but you still have four left? I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Those of you that have children here, you have three, one die. And the console, somebody wants to console you. Is that, why you can't they shout? Maybe you see two still remain. That's how it is for God. If one soul dies, if one soul perishes, the scripture we read, he said God is just over one, over 99 that doesn't even need repentance. Bring that scripture back. So you need to understand what we're talking about here. This is why it's crazy when God sees you every day, you are talking about something else. Instead of what concerns him. He said, I say unto you, there shall be joy in heaven over one sinner that repents more than over what? 99. Because all children are children. One going to hell doesn't make the 99 better. It doesn't make it okay. Because that one is important. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? That one is important. You say, oh, you still have 99 now. Why are you going to cry? Every child. It's of value. The moment you carry God's burden in your heart, you will understand how this works. Can't go and be begging him every day for things. I gave another example again. Amaka, let's do it again. So, Amaka has a son, has two children, and more on the way. No, she doesn't want more on the way. She has two children, but let's say Isaac is the first one. Let's imagine this lady, Isaac has a son. He's very sick. Any man who do my hair, you can use your own children in your mind. Just understand this. Isaac is very sick. They even said, they don't even know what's wrong with him. He's very, very sick. Look, imagine if Ameze is Amaka's friend, and every day you call her, you're saying, send me credit, send me salt, give me something. Do you know how irritating after a while that call will be? Does anybody get what I'm saying? That's how we are sometimes to God, but every day. He said, look, just seek first. Focus first on the things that are in my heart. Every day, oh God, credit, bread, butter. Healing is the children's bread. So it's the same thing. When I say asking for bread, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, bread, shoe, marriage, peace. You shout for marriage. You give you marriage. You don't shout for peace in the marriage. Then they give you peace. You don't shout for children. They give you children. You don't shout for children not to give away what? This is how you want to live your life. You don't have to do any other use again. self, this self thing never satisfies. Never. So imagine how irritating Amaka will look. You know, my child is seriously sick. It's even affecting my work, affecting everything I do. Every mother knows this. When your child is so sick, you can't even sleep. Then imagine if Amaze, on the other hand, comes and says, you know what, I know your child is sick. I can help you to be taking that child to the hospital. But I don't have a car. I'll take bike if I need to. But I'll help you take that child to the hospital. But if I have a car, it will make taking your child to the hospital for you very easy and convenient. Guess who will get a car that week? That prayer is in line with God's will. When they say we should pray according to God's will, that's what they're talking about. You must pray in line with what God is agreeing about. It works. Not you cajoling God to do your... He's not an errand boy. He said, God, I swear, if you don't... You will see my true color. Think he's your errand boy? Do you understand who you are even talking to? Do you understand he's the creator of the universe? Do you understand he doesn't need you? Do you understand that even the air you are breathing, he can close it? Then you just come and be commanding him every day. The day you line up with his will, you will see things will move faster. He said, Lord, I need a car. Lord, I need a wife. Why? So that I can have sex. See, when you talk like that, God knows you don't know what you're doing. So, intercession. We need to pray for the lost. I'm going to show you the video of my brother. I was a very bad sinner. And somebody like me, there was no way I could have gotten saved without prayer. There's no way I could. I was a bad guy. I was as bad as... And this is from secondary school, so I was full of promises. I had promise. I knew where I was going. So, from secondary school, I was carrying pistol. From secondary school, I was smoking Indian hemp. This junior secondary school, not even senior secondary school. I was smoking Indian hemp. I was ready to go and kill myself. I was not planning to go to university to go and for school. I was going to university purely for cult. Purely. In secondary school, I'm not going to class. So how will I go to class in university when nobody's even chasing me? I have no intention to graduate. What am I graduating to do? My job won't need graduation. Do you need, when you have gone, you don't need to graduate. That's how bad I was. Indian hemp smoking, pistol carrying, prostitute patronizing. I was sending a first service. I had friends when we were in junior secondary school, that we would jump fence from school, go to brothel. Brothel is where prostitutes stay. Go to brothel, and this our friend, we say, go to any room and mention my name. So I'm telling you the kind of background I have. These are my friends. Not, he didn't give us written notes. That's the kind of influence he had there. Just go to any room, call my name. I can't even remember the boy's name exactly as I'm here. And I just want to mention it because he's still alive. Mention my name. 5-6 boys, or jump fence, not one. He just released us inside. Say, go. Go ye. Into a brothel. And all we did was mention his name. That's all. We just mentioned his name. Secondary school, not university. So you should know where I was going. I didn't plan that. I planned that I would die in university. That I would kill people and I would get shot. That's the worst that could happen. They would shoot me and I would shoot people. That was my dream. But you will see this video. After the video, I will continue of how I got saved. Guys, are you ready? Didn't lie. Let me see my elder brother prayed for me and how I got saved.
I gave my life to Christ in the 90s, and one of my desires then was to ensure that my immediate family members got born again, as well as my close friends. Of course, Pastor Kingsley, being one of my brothers, was one of my targets, and I began to pray for them. Fortunately, around 1995, my parents sent Pastor Kingsley down to Makurdi, where I served then in the barracks, and they were not too happy with his lifestyle, so they sent him over to Makurdi to stay with me, apparently to, you know, dispense some military discipline and force him to change. Knowing what I know that no man, or any person for that matter, can be truly transformed without the help of the Holy Ghost. One striking incident that happened when he came was that just a few days after he arrived, my colleague, we caught him taking their hemp with some soldiers who were already taking their hemp. You know, these guys know how to connect. They never knew themselves from Adam, but before you know it, Kingsley was all with them. And so we are so angry. If I remember, I took him to the guard room to be detained, and after we brought him back, and I knew that we had a lot of work to do. Of course, not by power, not by mind, but by spirit of God. So we engaged in prayers. I had an officer colleague, a very close friend. I wouldn't want to mention his name, you know. And some young men in the barracks that were born again. We prayed intensely day and night. We targeted issues concerning his life, you know. And we didn't talk to him much. We didn't force him to be saved. And over a period of time, not more than 2-3 weeks, he encountered Christ and he gave his life to Christ.
Hallelujah. So that's my elder brother. He's still in the army. He's a major general in the army now. Like he mentioned, I was causing trouble everywhere. Everywhere. So my parents got tired and they felt, okay, your brother is a soldier. Maybe he can, like he said, you know, use military force. But my brother was born again then and he knew that nobody can change except God touches them. You see, in those days when people got born again, they knew that their assignment was to pray for others to be saved. But today, when we get born again, we just start begging, sis. Start begging, give me sugar, give me bread, give me beans. That's what start doing. But those days, when people got born again, their only concern is that nobody I know must go to hell. I don't understand the Christianity we are sharing now. I don't know, because there's no more original. That time, when you got born again, you make sure nobody you know goes to hell. Now, you even see a Christian wants to marry an unbeliever. How dare you? You're a user and a wicked person if you're like that. That means you know that person is going to hell, but you want to use him all the same and dump him to hell when you're done. Just in the name of this marriage. How can you, a Christian, want to marry an unbeliever? Somebody that is destined to hell, you know he's going to hell, but that doesn't concern you as much as, let me use him here. Let him be cuddling me. She'll kiss me. She'll pay my bills. You're a user. That's wickedness. That's not Christianity. Somebody get what I'm saying? Prayer is the first step to getting anybody saved. So my brothers prayed and prayed and prayed. Oh, I didn't know how many they were until I became saved. That's when I knew how many they were. Like he said, immediately I landed Makodi where he was, I had connected with all the joints. Connected with all the joints. The drinking joint, the brothels, the India hemp. It doesn't take 1 week. Those of you that smoke weed, you know how we know now. But they were praying for me. And like I said, that's the first step to soul winning, is prayer. So one day, I was following them to church. Like normal guy, when I get to church, I was scoping all the fine girls. When they come on choir, come and sing, I'll check the fine girls. When ushers stand, I'll check the fine girls. Some of you, that's how you came here today. To check for fine girls. When I call you at the end, come out and give your life to Christ. And don't worry, you still get a fine girl as a gift later when you become serious. Me too, I got a fine girl last. That I'm telling you is part of the package. The thing you are shouting for is your, it's like this woman that they gave job to shouting, you will give me girl, is part, is there. Just take our work. But you don't want to take the work, just want to shout. I can never forget a friend of mine, he's a big guy, he's retired now, but was a big guy in Chevron, very close friend of mine. He said when he applied for the job, there were two of them left and they wanted to give the other person. He said the other person didn't take the job because he said they didn't specify that they were going to give them car or house or something like that. So he said he's not going to take, and he rejected the job, and that's when they gave him. I said when they gave him, by the time he got to the end of the whole process, I found out that everything is inside. Even the ones that they've not said, they will still put. Do you understand? So that's how many of us do. You've never started. You just said, oh God, give me shoe, bread, husband. Shoe. All of them are in the package. Just sign to agree that you will do the work. So, I joined them, going to church, coping girls. So one time they said, all guys, wait behind. All the men, because they're having men convention. All men waited. They said, if you can join prayer chain to pray towards the program, raise your hand. Because they were taking volunteers. Me, I can't pray. Because to pray, you have to be first a Christian. I can't pray. And in Makodi, prayer is not Lagos prayer. Lagos prayer, everything is rush, quick. Makodi prayer, they are not rushing in Makodi. Makodi, there's time. My God, if you call bus, if you are in this your house, in this place, and you call bus on the express, they will stop. When they hear you down there, they will stop. Reverse. You can see the bus reverse. Enter the streets. Enter your doorway to pick you. With the passenger, their passengers, they will carry all the passengers to your house to pick you. My God is interesting. I don't know that has changed now, but that's how it was then. Meanwhile, in Lagos, both entering and coming down, the bus doesn't stop. You go enter in motion, you come down in motion. Nobody they stop for anybody. So my God, the prayer, they can pray 2 hours and they've not started. That's just preparation. So they said, will you join prayer chain? I hide. Will you join this? They were calling different spiritual things. I was dodging. They now finally called. Who wants to join rally? You know rally? The one that you go and dance and share flyer. That one, you don't need to be Christian. May they jump. They mentioned, I raised my hand enthusiastically. Very happily. Hey! I'm sure the way everybody saw me raise my hand. Enthusiastically, they thought that means I'm now born again. So after the meeting, they were all coming one by one. Congratulations, finally. I said, excuse me. They didn't even want to hear. Soldiers. They're not even listening. They said, ah, congratulations. They were taking me to everybody. Ah, come and see that. You know that major's, I think my brother was the major then. You know major's brother? Ah, this is him. He's now born again. I said, yes. No, nobody. I'm not born. They say he's not born again. That's how they were shaking me. One, you know, so just they say you're born again. You are born again. You better not disagree too much if you want to live long. Now, so that's how I got here. I'm still doing rally. See now. So the important thing is that I wasn't the kind of person you could come and talk to and say, "Oh, you need to give better Christ." I was too bad. I was determined. My own badness was determination. I was among those that used to joke and say, hell, go sweet, Joe. I used to joke and say, hell, you don't even need lighter to light your dope. That since you're on fire, you just put your hand on your chest or your body and light. I was joking all those nonsense jokes that some of you are still cracking. Say, hell, go sweet. Say, Tupac, them, go there. Fella, go there. Mm-hmm. If they're there and they're not born again, trust me, they're in hell. It's not going to be funny. Not going to be funny at all. So prayer. You must intercede. So how do we pray for the lost? In 3 minutes, I'll do that and we'll close. You must first have that heart to understand that this is God's passion. This is the only thing that really, really bothers God. His children are going to hell. So this your car shout, your marriage shout. It's small, it's secondary. The day you pick up his body, you see that other things will be added. You will need to shout about it. How do you pray for the lost? When you are praying for the lost, don't pray for God to save the lost. God has already saved them. The price has already been paid. So don't say, oh God, come and save them. No, he has saved them already. He has paid for them. What remains? The problem is not from God's end. The problem is from this end. They have not just received their salvation. Do you understand, guys? So don't pray, oh God, come and save my brother. Don't pray, oh God, give me a burden for souls. No. You don't need burden. Just obey God. Don't need special burden. It's already clear what God wants to do. So when you want to pray, number one, pray for God to send laborers. That's one of the first prayers Jesus taught his disciples. He said, pray. He said, the harvest is ripe. He said, pray that the Father will send laborers to the field. Pray that God sends laborers. That's the first prayer to pray. If you have people specifically that you know that are not born again, you want to pray for them, one of the things to pray for them is that, Lord, send laborers. Somebody they will listen to. Because sometimes your family members might not be able to listen to you. Your family members, they know you too much. They just think you are not serious. They will not pay attention. So you need to pray for God to send them laborers. Somebody that will hear. Or somebody that will hear. It might be their colleague. It might be their friend. It might be an old classmate. It might be on TV. They will be watching a preacher on TV. And they will get saved. Pastor Mildred shared. She preached in the second service on the mainland. She shared about how her sister got saved. Pastor Mildred's sister. So Pastor Mildred got saved in her own family. Then she was listening to a message by Pastor Paul at Differency. You know Pastor Paul House on Rock, just opposite us here. So he was listening to a message by Pastor Paul. And this was many, many years ago. Like, how many years ago, honey? DJ, can you remember how many years that was? You two don't remember your year of salvation. But this was, I'm sure it's going to be, after or before our marriage. Long before. So it's going to be 20-something years. Okay. So, she was listening to Pastor Paul at Differency message. And her younger sister came and said, what are you listening to? Because she was listening to earphones. What are you listening to? He said, oh, it's a message. And he gave her to listen to it. And he even left her. At the end of that message, they did altar call in the message, and the sister got saved. You see, that's the power of God sending laborers. there's somebody your sibling will listen to. So the first prayer is, Lord, send laborers. Somebody will just jokingly say it. Somebody just mention it. Somebody just, their path will cross to someone. And that will be the turning point. Somebody at their level that they can listen to. Somebody they respect somewhere. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So the first prayer is, Lord, send laborers. See it here. Therefore, said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are what? Few. Because most of the laborers are busy begging God for things. He said, pray. The first prayer point. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will do what? Send forth laborers. Pray. That Lord send somebody to this person. All right? That's number one. Secondly, when you're praying, second thing to pray is, now this one, you're not praying to God, you are addressing the devil. Rebuke the devil over the person's life. So now this is where I need you guys again. Sorry. Rebuke the devil over the person's life. Most times, 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible said the God of this world, DJ, bring it up quickly. It said, in whom the what? I can't hear you. In whom the what? I still can't hear you guys. In whom the what? God of this world has done what? Blinded the minds. Now, this God, you can see small letter G, he's talking about Satan, okay? God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. So this is what happens, guys. Satan is a god of this world. You too, you are a god of this world. You need to understand this. When God created this world, he handed it over to humans. So God is not technically in charge. Because people say, oh, if God is the God, why does he allow bad things happen? He's not in charge here. Is he God running your government? We all know those running government are finishing the country. Am I correct? They are praying for next election. Hope you know. So it's not God running it. He has handed it over to men. Now, by prayer, you can bring him. You have a legal right to bring him by prayer. But apart from that, he's not the one in charge here. You are in charge. Satan is part of those in charge because of Adam. He entered through Adam. But apart from that, you are a god. He is a god. Small letter G. All small letter G. He said he has made them kings and princes, kings and priests to reign on the earth. He said, let's make man in our image so that we have dominion. So God has actually planted you here as a devil. It's like the way you have a governor of Lagos State. The president is the president of the country, but there's a governor in this state. Am I correct? So there are some things the president can't come and do here. It's the governor that will do it. That's how you are. Okay? So, yes, you're black. You're Satan. We're black. This is the believer. So, now, Edewa is a Christian. This is the unsaved person. Satan, come and block his eyes. Go behind him and blindfold him with your hand. So this is what happens. So this is the guy that is not saved. That's Satan. They said, in whom the God of this world has done what? Blinded their minds. So that he won't see salvation. So as this guy is here, I want to give him salvation. Energy, take. You see, I can be here and say, take salvation. Try now. You're not even trying. As you know, this is what's happening. He can't see. What I have is very good. I say, energy, this salvation is great. It's powerful. You will need it. You will like it. But he can't take it. Why? Because he can't see it. Nobody will actually see the benefit. I mean, I don't know who they will ask, heaven or hell, that will choose hell in their normal senses. So, I don't mean figuratively. I mean, you are seeing the hell. You are seeing people burning. I mean, do you know anybody that fire is burning and they run into the fire? No. So nobody in their right senses will want to go to hell. The only reason why people are going to hell, you can put your hand down now, thank you. The only reason why, it's too aggressive. The only reason why people are going to hell is because they can't what? Some of them think it's okay. They think all this grooving, they are grooving. They think all this partying, they are partying is life. They are blind. They are blind. So the God of Israel have blinded their minds. And what should you do as a Christian is to rebuke. You have authority also to rebuke this guy. God said, resist the devil will flee. He said, bind him, he will be bound. It's not God that will bind Satan, it's you. You are the one here. God will not come and drive Satan. It's you that will rebuke Satan. You have the authority to do so. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So what will this Christian do now? So under God here too, that is senior to this one, he will remove this blind from their mind so that they said, so that the light of the glorious gospel will now shine. The moment his eyes are open, remember you have prayed for laborers already. Am I correct? So it can be a tape. It can be anything. It can be follow fine boy, come church. It can be follow fine girl, come church. Pastor just preach, do altar call, he come out. You see, it can be anything. It's not. That's what I'm going to explain to you next week. Because somebody says, I don't know what to say. It's not what you are going to say. Leave what you're going to say. You might not even know what to say. In fact, when you get there, tell the person you don't even know what to say. It's not your English that saves. It's not your arrangement of scripture. Me, it was volunteer for rally that I got saved. Because preparation was done before. It's not the English. It's not how much scripture you know. If the ground has been well laid, anything can bring somebody to God. Anything. Somebody gets what I'm saying? Once his eyes are open and the laborer comes, there's nobody in their right senses that will hear salvation message and not take it. Nobody. Even see, you that you go somewhere, you don't even know what's happening and they're sharing something. What's the first thing you're going to do? They're sharing to everybody. You first collect. You know, what are they sharing? Give me. Why didn't they share this? You don't first collect. Nobody in their right senses will see them sharing something good and not collect it. That's the only reason why people are not accepting Christ, that they are blind. Our job is to open that blind. The moment they see that, they're going to chase yourself to salvation. Thank you, guys. So, second thing is to rebuke the blinds over them. Rebuke Satan blocking them from seeing. Satan is hardening their hearts, deceiving them from not seeing. That's second stage. Third thing, pray that the Spirit of God draws them. Jesus Christ said, nobody can come to the Father except He draws them. Look at this. He said, Jesus said unto them, No, I want to where they said nobody can. So this is what you've been putting since. Jesus Christ. Hope that's not what you've been putting before, Sha. I didn't check since. No one can come to me unless what? Father who sent me does what? Draws him. He said, I will raise him up on the last day. So, part of what you will pray is that, Lord, let your Spirit draw this person. Let your Spirit convict this person. Let your Spirit draw the person. Hallelujah. All right, and the last step in prayer is that be sensitive to the Spirit. Once you have prayed for someone, now this must include all your family members, your friends, your colleagues, business partners. Pray for them. We have a board out there. After the service, go and write their names. People you are trusting God to be saved, go and write their names so that you pray for them. They shouldn't go to hell. Your mother, if she's not born again, she will go to hell. Oh. Okay? Go and pray for her. My mother, before she became born again, she was a church goer, but she was not born again. She was going to church doing confirmation, but she was still doing all these things that they go and meet one spiritualist to mark your body. Many of you, they mark your body now. And your mother was still a knight or deaconess in church. They were not saved. They were just doing religion. But today, my mother is tongue-talking. So I know the difference. She's a minister in Redeem now. She's tongue-talking. Not just religion. So I know the difference, sir. You need to go and ask your mom a clear question. That do you have the hope of salvation? If you die today, are you sure you will make heaven? If you don't, then let's pray now. Once you have done this three-level prayer, next step is to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. He will tell you how to move. Sometimes He will tell you go and preach somebody. Sometimes He will tell you leave the person. I can never forget one day. The guy that later became my assistant pastor, he's gone to be with the Lord now. But then, I was a young Christian also. I went to visit my friend. When I got there to visit a friend, this my guy too came there to visit the same person. He came to repair his cassette tape. He used to like all this love blue music, love music. So he came to repair his cassette. That time we used to have what they call cassette. Young people don't know that. Don't worry. He used to have cassette. Something that is like box like this, but don't worry. Let's not worry you. If you're young, if you're under 30, you don't know cassette. Okay. I just want Yabuna. So he came to repair his cassette. So while he came there, I was talking to the guy, then the guy came to see, said, let me go and bring sellotape for you to gum your. That 3 minutes that guy went to bring sellotape, I just started talking to the guy. I said, are you born again? No. I said, why? No, but I just talked to him. 2-3 minutes before that guy came back, I led him to Christ. Now, that walk, I don't believe it was just done that day. Somebody somewhere has probably stood the gap. See, when you are saying the Spirit, you too can be prayer, you can be that laborer for that person that they prayed for. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. This is why you must be active. That's why you can't be going to church every day to receive. You must join a department. You must join a service unit. God wants to use you too. Don't you want to shine as a star? We are more concerned about entertainers that are stars on the earth. There will be stars in heaven. Shine too now. You are a laborer too. So be sensitive. Just like my sister, ordinarily giving tape to her sister. No, my wife, sorry. Giving tape to her sister, God saved. Small things like that. Just tell your friend. It can be, let me invite you to my church. That's all. As they come to the church, they will hear the word and they will receive Christ. It can be following for that program. It can be just something that's small. And that can be the final point of what God has been doing on that person. I can never forget a story somebody shared. How that he was in the office one day. This is abroad. He was in the office one day. And somehow, only him and one other of his colleagues were left. Everybody had closed early. And God told him, go and preach to that your colleague. The colleague God told him to go and preach was an atheist. Not quiet atheist. That kind of atheist that he was loud. Everybody knew he was atheist. He was always challenging things of God, abusing things of God, abusing God. So God told him, go and preach to the guy. He said, God, this guy will yab me. He will think, oh, because me and you are left in the office, you want to quickly razzle me to preach to me. Now he told God, it won't work. God said, go and preach to him. So he went to obey God. He preached to the atheist friend. He said the atheist blasted him. So you are stupid. God called God me. So because only me and you in the office, you want to use the opportunity to preach to me, you are mad. He insulted him very well. So when he left there, he told God, say, God, I told you, this guy will blast me. He said, years later, he was in a Christian minister's conference somewhere. Somebody walked up to him and said, thank you for what you did for me. He said, what did I do for you? He said, many years ago, I was out of work. So one of my friends called me to help him to work with him in wiring internet or something in offices. So I had to come and do an assignment in your office. I was under the desk when you were preaching to that your atheist friend. I was under one of the desks doing the wire connection. That time you were preaching to that friend, I heard everything you said and I prayed the prayer you said. And I'm in a minister's conference today. The guy became born again and was now a minister. So that time that God told him to preach to that person, it wasn't really that person. That's why you must obey God. You can tell him, go and do this thing. Go and do that thing. Just obey. You might be the last line that will get that person saved. Invite somebody to church. Go and pick them. It might look like stress because you have to go from Chevron back to Aja to pick somebody to church. Trust me, that investment is worth it. It's worth it. People are coming from Korodu to VI to work for money. Money that they will spend that same month and do it all over again. But you, what you're working for will last forever. Your pulpit is your clients. Your pulpit is your business partners. Your pulpit is your neighbor. Can be, hey, come to church with me. Sometimes you will plant the seed. Paul said, Paul planted, Apollos watered. He said, God gave the increase. So sometimes you're not going to plant the seed and just preach it to the person. He won't accept, but you have planted the seed. God will start watering that seed. But you must be yielded. This is why it pains me when Christians don't focus on the right things. We're always begging. Focus. There's more to God than what he can do for you. Are you here, somebody? Maybe I'm in a rat race. Next week, I'm going to talk about how to use what God has given you because everybody has something. You think your fame is for girls to be greeting you. Your beauty is for guys to be following you. Hey, go and check now. Instagram is clear. Once a girl knows it's fine, you say every day. That's because she thinks that thing is when the moment you think it's for you, you will bastardize it. It's not for you. Anything you have, it's not for you. The day you understand that consecration, where you say, Lord, everything I own is for your glory. Anything you need me to just tell me, it will be more rewarding. You will get more joy, more material blessings, more fame, more everything than you will get if you are chasing it by yourself. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Hallelujah. We're going to pray this morning before we go. But I need you to be mindful of souls this week. When you leave here, go and write down the names of souls you want to be saved. We have some events lined up this month too that are soul winning drives. Participate in it. Everybody must win souls. It's not a pastor's job. It's every Christian's job. Hallelujah. Before we pray for the other people, I want our heads to be bowed. I want our heads to be bowed. Can I pray with the person in this service today that is not yet born again? Maybe you were just passing by. Maybe you were just invited by a friend. Maybe you used to be born again some time ago, but right now you've lost that peace or that walk with God. All heads bowed, please. And you want to say, Pastor, I would like to come back to the Lord. I would like to come back to the Lord. As all heads are bowed, I would like to pray with you. If you're here like that, and you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning, please raise up your right hand wherever you are. Raise up your right hand wherever you are. Anybody like that? Please raise your right hand. It's a good chance today to give your heart to Jesus. It's a good chance today. Please raise your right hand, wherever. You can be upstairs, you can be downstairs. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. If you're not sure of yourself, if you're not sure if you die now, you make heaven, then you need to be up. It's free. It's free. It's free. They're not going to charge you anything. It's free. It's free. It's free. Yes, please raise your hand. I can see those hands. Please join us. Join us. Join us. Join us. Join us. If your hand is raised, please stand. Please stand. Please stand. If your hand is raised, stand. I can see you. Just stand. Stand. Let's pray together. I want to have the honor of leading you to Christ today. Please stand. Please stand. Please stand. Carry your Bible. Carry your bag. Whatever you came to church with. And please come. Let's pray together. Come. Let's make heaven proud today. Come. Come. Just come. From upstairs. From downstairs. Whatever. Just come. Church, I thought you would rejoice with heaven. Heaven is rejoicing. Let's join heaven right now. Let's join heaven now and rejoice as these souls are coming to the Lord. Yes, come, come. You're not rejoicing enough. Heaven is rejoicing right now. Rejoice with heaven. Please keep coming. If you're out there and you want to be here, come, come. I made this decision many years ago. My life has never been the same. God has a beautiful plan for your life. I'm telling you, He has a beautiful plan for your life. Please quickly come if you want to join us today. Those of you in front, can you put your hand on your chest? Put your hand on your chest. If you're in front, yes. Any other person out there, please quickly come if you're going to come. Quickly. Quickly. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss the opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you in front, please say these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Congratulations. 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 Can I shake you? Can I shake you and congratulate you? Come on, church. Let's keep clapping. People are not even excited. You don't even understand. You don't even understand. God bless you. God bless you. Look at me. I want this lady to talk to you. Look at her by your right hand side. Please just follow her. She's going to talk to you for 2 minutes. God bless you. God bless you. I'm so happy. I'm so proud. I'm so excited. Glory to God. And please, throughout the course of this month, and even throughout the course of this year, and throughout your Christian work, always start targeting people you want to bring to church, people you want to pray for. Let's rise and pray for 1 minute. Let's just pray for a few people that you know. Do you have somebody in your heart that you are believing God to be saved? Maybe your family, maybe your neighbor. You have a neighbor that you always greet, but he's on the way to hell. Maybe you have a colleague, business partner. Maybe you have a toaster that is not saved. Family, friends, old classmates. Next week I will share the story of one of my friends. Mande Sotobaya. Ikadarada Basota. Take 1 minute and begin to pray for laborers to be sent to that person. Call the person by name and say, Lord, send laborers. Send laborers to preach, to reach that person. Somebody they will listen to. Let's talk to the Lord of the harvest. He said the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Father, send laborers. Let somebody speak to them. Somebody they will listen to. Let somebody speak to them. Oh man, let somebody invite them for a program. Let somebody give them a tape. Let somebody give them a video. Lord, send laborers. Lord, send laborers. You have to pray like you mean it. It's not a casual prayer. You have to pray because it's a burden in God's heart. That might be that person's last time, last chance. So you can't be casual about it. Lord, we lift up this person. Send laborers. Send laborers to them. Now go to the second level. Begin to rebuke the hand of the devil over their lives. Let their eyes be open.
Satan will rebuke your head over their minds. Their eyes will be open to see the light of the gospel of Christ. Anyway you are binding them, anyway you are holding them down, anyway you are deceiving them, Satan, we command you, get your hands off in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are rebuked over their lives. You are rebuked over their lives. I break your hold. Their eyes will be open. I break your hold. I remove the blinds. Now go to the third level. Begin to pray that the Lord will draw them. Father, draw them to you. Draw them to you. Let your spirit convict them. Let your spirit draw them. Let them find their way here. Back to the Father. Let them find their way to you, O God. Iman brada sakada. Zo brada sata le kadesh. La brada sakada. Zo ba brada sata. And the fourth stage. Father, show me how I can help. Show me my path. Lord, let me be sensitive to your spirit. To know when to place that phone call. When to give that invitation. When to go and pick that person for church. When to talk to that person. Lord, tell me, show me. Man, gotta move me. Oh, direct me. When to speak. How to speak. What to speak. Zika da la ba mo vredes. Rigebo la da da ba ma mambra lasa. Zubala ga de kadasa. Yes, Lord. Zika da 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 ba ba brada bas. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget, after the service, go and write the person's name out there on the board. We're going to keep track of them. I'm going to believe God that they will all come into the things of God. In the name of Jesus. Part of what we're also doing throughout this month is that we're doing share your salvation story. Just like the way I shared my own now. I need everybody here. Use your platform for Christ. God gave you that platform. Don't use it for yourself. Share your salvation story on your own platform. People are following you. Where are they following you to? That's the question. I have 10,000 followers. To where? They're following you to you. Are you worth following as a person? Is it not when you point to God that you become special? That donkey that Jesus rode became special because he carried Jesus, not because he's a donkey. When Jesus came down, is anybody going to visit the donkey? Your followers are following something in you that God put there. Point them to the one that gave you the gift. That's the biggest thing you can do for them. They might not appreciate it now, but the seed is sown. So everybody that is on social media, we're doing something, your salvation story, under 2 minutes. Try and put it under 2 minutes. Share your salvation story, how you came to know the Lord. Tag DCC, the hashtag is my salvation story. Tag DCC Lagos and DCC Island, but the hashtag is my salvation story. Share it and put it on your page. Don't be ashamed of Christ. By that simple story, somebody's heart can be opened. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Thank you, Jesus. Can we just give thanks this morning? Give thanks. Give thanks for that person you are praying for. Give thanks because God will find you worthy to use to bring somebody to Christ. Mosataya. Zibroda Sakadis. Thank you, Father.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.